Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Once again, we want to say good afternoon, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. Of course, it is one of the most electrifying shows on radio here. I'm your boy Davey in your company until 6, hopefully. You know, I ain't sure I go stay here till 6. But I have somebody in studio with me, a young lady, and I'm saying young because she's so beautiful and looks so radiant this afternoon. You know, she almost enhancing my decor a little bit. Check her out on the TBC Radio Network.co.tt. You can see her live in studio. We're talking to the young lady by the name of Rhea Gomez Bain. We welcome you to the Freedom 106.5 FM studios. We say good afternoon to you.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Thank you for having me.
God, boy, Mr. Murray is my father. Okay. Try Davey.
I'll try.
Yeah, try Davey. Try.
It'll be hard, God. But I'll try.
Mr. Murray, I know you turn up in a cemetery.
Okay.
Yeah. We do, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So we say good afternoon and welcome. Today we're going to talk about something really interesting. Now, she's a guidance officer one.
Yeah.
What is that?
So I work with Ministry of Education.
Really?
Yes. And permanent positions are called guidance officer one. We have guidance counselors, but those are persons on contract.
So what's the difference between a guidance officer?
Nothing.
Well, I was just
one on contract and one permanent.
One, so you on the permanent side?
On the permanent side.
So you have a pension?
Amen.
Hey, yeah. Lord, Father. So after earning her bachelor's in psychology, she have worked with youth over the last 13 years. She don't look it.
Yes, I have.
We need to buy a mobile. All right, cool. And has grown into the passion that even she couldn't dream of imagining, and currently worked in an environment where she planned and organized programs for her students, such as preparation for the world of work, career day, and health fair. She also collaborated with organizations to provide information, dissemination, seminar sessions with her students on a needs basis, I guess. She works in the classroom as well as counsel students. Empowerment of the youth under her care is a major goal that she accesses and actualizes often to ensure that, you know, they leave her, you know, and have internalized skills to last them for life. Yeah. So, ma'am,
yes.
Congratulations. As a woman, today we salute you. But what is with the Gomez Bain, though?
Gomez is my mom and Bain is my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you come and get married now. It's going to be Rhea Gomez Bain, whoever.
Yeah.
No.
Actually.
No.
Actually, I was married for a short period of my life in a past life. And
no, she said no. Bring the mic. In a past life.
Yes, I know, because I feel so old. But, and I actually dropped both of them.
No, whoever that man was, I salute you, man, a big man, because I was not going to say everybody here doesn't know. You married me, that name gone. Forget that. It's my name. I responsible now.
Yeah, well, I'm back to Gomez Bain now. So.
Oh, yeah, temporary until the next one comes along.
So it goes.
Ah, I hear you. But nonetheless, you know, you are very successful in your career. You have done quite well. And adulting.
Adulting 101.
First of all, when you hear adulting, so,
yes,
what comes to mind? So I was looking at it and I'm thinking, adulting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I started looking up, doing research on it to see what is adulting 101, I started wondering, but you know, that only started happening to me a few years ago, but it's only time I was a child.
Yeah.
Real talk, you know? People don't get into that adulting phase until they reach somewhere in the early 30s or late 20s.
Yeah, and then at that time you just, well, I don't know for a lot of people, but like, I feel so tired sometimes. I'd be like, I tell my friend, I can't adult today. I don't feel like adulting.
But before we continue, let's talk about what is adulting 101.
What is adulting 101? So with my students, I have heard over time, students get up for graduation day and say, school does not prepare us for life, which I totally disagree with. But I decided to take it upon myself and give them facts of life to prepare them for life.
So your students said school does not prepare.
I have had students stand up on graduation day and say that. And I said, of course, school prepares you for life. Maybe you were not in the classroom. You were skipping classes, but anyway, that's another talk.
I'm going to be honest, though. What I do for a living today and the career path I've chosen and the things I've accomplished.
Yes.
Trust and believe. When I was in Form 5, doing CXC, I wasn't in the agenda.
No, but you know the hidden curriculum, right?
Have I hidden
it? So, of course.
Why are they hiding it?
It's not really hidden. It's just what it's called.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, you're in class, you do your subjects, whatever subjects it is. But then outside of class, you learn certain skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have even prepared you for the job that you have. So mm-hmm. you would have interacted with your classmates. Mm-hmm. Some you would not have liked, some that would have annoyed you. But mm-hmm. even though they annoy you, you don't just cuff them in the face.
Hell no.
Exactly.
Right.
You learn how to cope, how to manage yourself. Maybe tell them something without being too harsh, in a mm-hmm. nice way. When your teacher puts you to work in groups, to work mm-hmm. in team, not everybody. I have never heard of anyone working in a group where everybody pulls their weight equally. Right?
That is true.
But you would have learned how to move with that and how to work with that. So that would have helped you prepare for life. So coming out of that, I decided to help my Form 6 students. So my Form 6 are my target group for this. And I have decided to give them little things that I think they should know or ought to know coming out of school, when they leave school. So that is the rationale I have behind my Adulting 101. I came up with a few tidbits.
But when you look at the Adulting 101, it talks mm-hmm. about responsibility. It talks about taking on the having not just responsibility, but paying bills, managing homes and these things, you know. Is that part of adulting as well? That's what
it is. But I think there are certain information that you should have with you.
Mm.
Some persons have their parents who would tell them, their grandparents, guardians, whosoever, but then some don't know. And I think, why should there is so many people who would have experienced certain things? Why it is as an adult you have to find out new things that exist, find out how to do things. So it's just information for life that I tell them that I think will benefit them.
And how do they respond to that when you give them that kind of information?
I have positive feedback. I have awesome feedback. One student in particular during the pandemic when I had the session online said, "Miss, I am so grateful for this because one of the things that you mentioned is not something that's discussed a lot."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I would just have been going out there not knowing, and I'm really glad that you took the time to tell me. And I said, well, that's why I'm here.
Well, I mean, I would have come and talked to you plenty to her because, you know, I mean, but let me ask you this. What are some of the difficult challenges you would face? Are you based in a school by chance?
Yes, I am stationed at one secondary school.
Born here?
One secondary.
Oh, one.
Secondary school.
Oh,
yeah.
One. You're not saying which one. Okay, one. Fair enough. I ain't trying to mind your business. You understand? I just always tell people, you know, I ain't trying to mind your business. But that's fine. So you're at a secondary school, one. Two, I mean, what are some of the challenges you face on a day-to-day basis? Like one of your most, since the inauguration of your career, what would be one of your most severe challenges that you have had to overcome in the position as a guidance officer?
I would say seeing my students, the time to see my students. All of them as much as I wanted. As I said, I go to the classroom, I have individual counseling, but there are, like, I had one student last week. I saw her and I said, aren't you supposed to come to me? She said, Miss, but I know you're busy. I said, of course I'm busy. I am always busy, but if you come to me, I will make the time for you. That is how it goes. So she said, okay, Miss, I'll check you. So sometimes I have to depend on my students. Listen, you have this appointment. Come to me at said time. Because I have 994 students in my school and it is only me.
But why do you think do you not think it's necessary to have other guidance officers work along you? Or as you say, guidance officers and guidance, what, counselors?
Yes.
Stationed at these schools? Why 1 to 900?
So in the district that I am in, I am one of the biggest schools. Not all of my schools are this size. So you will also have a school who has 500 and something. You'll have a school that has 200 and something. So by that justification, doesn't make sense putting two. Also, manpower. We have currently in primary schools, we have one guidance officer to a cluster of four. So, I mean, it is a lot. it is the demand and the supply. I guess recently we got a new social worker, so we have a social worker, so I am most grateful for that help and assistance. We have slightly different portfolios, but it is still help, and I am grateful for that.
Here's my question. What are some of the problems that students come to you with, and how have you been effective in helping them?
I have students come to me with just about everything.
I would imagine.
Everything. I had one student that stands out to me with anger management. Now, I have a few students who come to me for anger management, but this one student in particular stands out because I said, okay, let's work on this, whatever. I told him how to work with it. He said, miss, I don't think now, go and help me. He left, got himself in trouble, spent the weekend in jail because of his anger issues, came back to me, said, miss, I'm ready to work. I said, okay, that is one. I had a student come to me because he was addicted to porn and he wanted to stop.
In a situation like that, I mean, let's talk about it a little bit. Because I had a segment, I did a show on a parent sent me some information that she discovered her 15-year-old, she discovered porn material in his room while cleaning and didn't know how to speak to her son at the age of 15 about this.
Right.
And I'm happy now, I've been promising to get in touch with someone, so I'm happy that you're here. So in an instance like that, I mean, we may laugh about it, but it's a real, they say porn addiction is worse than drug addiction.
Yes, it is
really the bad. Images are burnt and etched in your memory and haunts you for a very long time. So how do you advise a student? And I'm happy that he came to you and said, miss, I want to come off.
Yeah.
I want to get rid of this because that's damaging. You know, what sort of advice? And now I'm asking you this question because I'm thinking that parents listening could benefit from it as well, as to what they will tell their children if they discover.
So first and foremost, I want to say out there that I don't know any adolescent person or anybody who has been through that teenage years that did not view porn.
Granted.
Right. So saying that to say, we have to accept first and foremost that it is part of a norm.
It's becoming. Because it's accessible. It's readily accessible.
It is even more so now, right? Before you had Playboy magazines, as if you could get
on it. You gotta seek it out. You gotta look for it.
That's it. Yeah, one person bring it in school. But now it's a link that you share. And everybody has a phone. Has a device.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. So I just want to say that to understand, because one of the things that I do is to have parents understand. Because as we get older, we tend to forget how we were as teenagers.
So true.
So understand how you will understand it is a part of your life. It is a phase. The problem is when it is you will come obsessed about it. When it is you're not doing your chores because you just want to do this.
Mm.
When it is you're not doing your schoolwork. When it is you think, okay, this is how to treat females. That is the problem with it.
Mm.
And as such, with this particular individual that came to me, it was a case of not how he treated individuals, but he just thought it was consuming too much of his time.
Wow.
Yeah, because as you said, it's an addiction.
It is.
It is. We have those hormones that
raging.
But not only that, but you have the other hormones. You have the happy hormones and the pleasure hormones that you're trying to get that high.
True.
So it is always, how can I achieve this high?
And chasing after it. And that's how you become addicted to cocaine and drugs.
Because that first high is the same thing.
You're looking for a repeat.
That is.
And you're running it down.
That is exactly what it is. So with that particular person, it was sort of finding a replacement behavior for him. Understanding what it is, understanding the consequences of what it is, what are the bad things that can happen if you're doing this, and finding something to replace the behavior with. It's a simple method that even with smoking, to stop smoking, you don't just stop smoking.
Right, so they have the gum to chew, you have to do the patch,
You have to put something in place. It's the same thing.
But I'm proud of the student though for telling you, miss, this is consuming my time. That's an intelligent child.
He is.
This child didn't tell you, he miss, is. You know, I feel I want to do these things or, you know, or it's hurting me. He's saying it's consuming my time. It means this is a very smart boy.
He is.
Could I ask age bracket?
So at the time that he came to me, he would have been around 14, 15.
Interesting. Were you and you were able to help him?
Oh, yes. He actually, because he's one of my few students that have my number, and he messaged me and he said, Miss, I think I'm falling back into this habit
of watching it or trying to seek it out. You know, that is one of the things that we are glad he mentioned it, because I think admittance is the first way to getting better.
Everything, it is.
So once he was able to say, Miss, you know, because it happens to adults.
It does.
What is called backslide, you know, I fall back a little bit and I need to come out of it. You know, it's a work in progress. You have to fight it.
Yes.
As with anything, alcoholism, you know, you have to fight these things and put yourself in situations where it wouldn't rear its head. Try not to have a computer in your room.
Again,
keep it in the living room.
That was one of the things I suggested,
Well
not
done.
Not going online in your own room. He actually... This is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually said, Miss, I broke my device. I said, what? He said, I decided it's better. I have none. I said, okay, but you didn't have to go that route. But at least he said. So I said, but you still have to replace the behavior. You still have to find something to do. Like, that's not enough, because you will find a way.
Well, one, I think he did well by destroying it.
Yeah, but he still had a phone.
But, I mean... Yeah, with your phone, right?
Right. So that's my point. So you still have to find a method, a coping mechanism, because doing that, when it is you feel that it, you're going to find a way. You are going to find a way.
So you think the device breaking was just... Well, at least it was a step in the right direction.
It was a start.
And I like the fact that you would have boosted his morale, but
continue
to reiterate the fact that he needs... to put something in place.
Oh, yeah.
Need to substitute that with something else.
Yeah.
So as we move on into the conversation this afternoon, talk to me about, you know, whether it's overwhelming for you. How many students would you see on average per day, per month?
Okay, so there are times when it gets overwhelming like everything else.
Mm.
So for example, next week is a hectic week for me. I have a health fair for my Form 1s.
Mm.
I have Parents' Day with the Form 4, the Form 4 Dean. And I have a career day on the Friday for my Form 3s, 5s, and 6, upper 6 students.
Now, what does career day mean?
So, different things for the different groups. So, 5 and 6, last term I would have done post-secondary school options with them, which is what would you do after you leave school? What is there for you? What are your options?
What sort of responses you get on that?
Positive feedback, because it gives them that idea of what are your options, where you can go. So first, I have this table that I show them. I said, you are here. This is my Form 5.
Mm.
I said, some of you would have to repeat. And that's okay. The school offers continuation classes on the afternoon, thanks to Ministry of Education. Fail one or two subjects. Do not come back to the school to do two subjects. We are not going to allow you. Check it out in continuation classes. If you feel 5 subjects, then okay, because you have to do a minimum of 5 subjects
to be repeated. Reintegrated.
Yes.
And to do a repeat.
Once the school has space.
Oh, that too, that too.
So then I look at all the other options. What it is. If you plan to go tertiary institutions, so those who may from Form 5 want to go into Form 6, do your options allow you for Form 6? Not everybody needs to do Form 6. You know.
I agree.
Yeah, in my day, Form 6 was the next step.
I attempted it, dropped out after a year.
Yeah, you don't have to. And I tell that, and that's one of the first things I ask my lower 6 students. Why are you here?
And you know, it was a lecturer in UWE that hit me that after a year. And he hated it. I was studying sociology, economics, and American history.
Mm.
Running on some little deal, you know, she into that UNESCO, you know, the UNESCO project. I part of that and going behind. And then the guy came up and he's like, do you know why, you know, the Colonel, that red and white company downtown, there's one 3 passes to fried chicken? So I was like, he said, it's not that the 3 passes necessary to bread chicken and put it in a hot pot of oil, but it shows the employer discipline.
Mm.
It shows the employer the ability to learn and take instructions. So I sat back and I'm like, when you say take instructions, you say, well, let's look at it. Let's look at doing an exam. When you get your exam paper, on that paper, it's written when to break the seal, how much time you have, mm-hmm. when to drop your pencils, and there is there are instructions to go through. So it shows the employer that you were successful at the exam because you followed instructions. It shows the employer that you were disciplined because I'm a crammer. Don't put me in no room to sit down and study, waste of time. I know exam in the next 2 days, I cram in all out. I will go in that room and get bored. But it shows the employer that you have discipline because it takes a disciplined student to sit down. And after I said that, I said, what the hell are I going to do with sociology? Me ain't going to be no psychiatrist. Because you know that's a study of human behavior. American history? I live in Trinidad. Why am I following these things? And within a year, I think I took your advice in hindsight, and that was a wrap.
Well, as I tell people, hindsight is 2020, yeah?
Mm. Oh, sorry. Well, I listened to you before you talked then. Before you said it, I was paying attention.
But yeah. So I would go through that mm-hmm, with them. Mm-hmm. Go through their different options. So if it is you want to go UE, there are institutions that will take you with your CSEC if it is you want to do a degree. Sorry. Mm-hmm. If it is you want to do a degree, you can go that route. Then, so I go through UTT, all these different things. Another thing is your technical vocational. I tell my students, get a skill. Get my form, especially my form sixes, because my form six, you know, the form sixes tend to be the more academic.
Yes.
For instance, my school, thankfully, I love my school, offers skills.
That's good.
Yes, but we have lost a few skills.
Like masonry.
Yes.
That's still a part of it? No.
No, we lost our masonry teacher a few years ago. She retired, and we have now gotten a replacement. Plumbing, AC, and refrigeration. Some skills are harder than others, you know, to get teachers for, but so I tell them get a skill. So then I go through the technical vocational institutions, they can do that. So I go through CCC, YTEP, MIC, NESC, all these different institutions, and then I go through World of Work with them.
Well, the World of Work I think would be heading towards Adulting 101.
Yes.
Tight informer.
Yes. So with my World of Work, with my Form 5s and 6s, I go through everything from where do you get a job? That's where I start. So actually, I ask them, what's the first thing you do when you're looking for a job, getting a job? And they say, miss, you're sending your resume. I said, really? That's the first thing you do? I said, who are you sending it to? I said, the first thing you have to do is look for a job. So, you know, it seems simple enough, but I'm so glad I asked that question to get where they are at.
You don't send a resume blindly. Okay, send it to the company. And if they call you and they ask you what value you could add to this company, you did no research. You have no idea what this company does do.
Right.
How you added value?
So I tell them, so I go through that process to them. Mm-hmm. Where you get a job, why it is you should send a cover letter with your resume. Don't just send. I tell them, please, in the past I've had two students who graduated and they came to me, miss, we need your help with a cover letter. I said okay, no problem, you can type it up. Fine. I stood there, I put up my computer, I type up for both of them. I said, where are the cover letter? What? I said don't do me that. I said, y'all are not leaving me
without a cover letter.
But more than that, you are not leaving me as your guidance officer in this institution, going out there.
Yeah, boy.
And said, not after I take my time and go through all of this with all of you. I said, no. So I said, where are y'all applying to? I go through the format of a cover letter, what it is you write in a cover letter, how long it should be, all of that.
Yes, very simple.
It is, very simple. So I go through that, the format of a resume, your email address, what to put, do not have, hot, sexy chick.
Yeah, boy. And Miss Superlicious and all them things.
Yeah, I said, no.
Nobody's going to respond. And then, I don't know if you ever thought about telling him the importance of a voicemail recording.
Oh, yes.
Yo, you reached the dark one. I, as my boss, man, my employer call you and I hear that. Really? So while you're applying, make sure that, I think it's necessary to let them know that part of Adulting 101 is being responsible with your phone.
Yeah.
So record a proper greeting that should the recruitment officer be sent a voicemail on your phone to leave a message. Hi, you've reached so-and-so-and-so. Thank you for calling. I may be busy right now, but leave a message after the beep. Very simple. It doesn't have to be anything to elaborate. But that's a very good thing. I mean, we may look at it as something simpler, but I think it's something that a lot of people don't know. They don't realize.
Yes, and I think it's something, as you said, we take for granted because you would have had someone to show you, but some people don't have someone to show them that.
So true.
So then after I go through that with them, then I say, okay, what's the next step? Because you have an awesome resume and awesome cover letter. Right. They call you. What's the next step? So then I go through how to dress for an interview.
Gosh. Yeah, boy.
And what actually the work you should do before that. So I tell them the night before, do not now looking for an outfit. I
said, that must be done days before.
Right? I said, even if someone says they have an outfit for you, you need to check that a minimum of a week. Because what if they underestimate your size? Now
true.
It's too big or now it's too small. Now you have to go look for something that you didn't even cater for.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that, when it is you are going to the, make sure you know where it is you are going. First and foremost.
Wow.
Make sure you know where it is you are going. I said if it is you are traveling, but the interview is on a Tuesday, take the route, but don't take it on a Sunday evening, please.
No.
I said you need to do it on a Tuesday, so you need to know. I said, and whatever time you cater for, cater 30 minutes also. Because you don't know on that day if it's raining.
Yeah, one. What the traffic situation would be like. There could be an accident.
There you go.
Coming to work, this be a trip for me.
Right? So, you know, all of that. Then I do how to dress as a male. How should you dress for an interview?
I remember, I'm not digressing here, but same interview thing. My first major job at that telephone company, and I went for it, and it was back in 1999, 2000. And I got the job over a guy. I was told that after. They said there was a toss-up between you and this guy. Your charisma, the way you spoke, everybody was rooting for you. That's me, they wanted me. And then what tipped it over the edge? I wore a tie and he didn't.
What do you look at on?
I wore a tie and he did not. And I had on a long sleeve shirt, he had on a short sleeve shirt. And that was like, well, he can't be serious because they were both, wow, they sat, they talked well, their resumes look good. You know, we could take the two in. And say, well, I don't need them. I need this department. I need somebody for here. And they picked me. And they said, years later, I found out, you know, we become friends. And they was telling me, they said, boy, in that interview, you get picked. You know why? Not because that's everything else. All I was good in, that man's running toe-to-toe with you. Mm-hmm. But your dress code was the tip of, over the iceberg. That was the tip that sent And he got a call back for TSCT. Well, many years after he applied again, he got in. But at that point in time, I had that edge over him just because the way I presented myself, one, and the tie I wore. He didn't have a tie. He had a shirt open and short sleeve, and you go in for an interview.
Yeah, so I tell my students, because the boys say, miss, we had to wear a jacket. I said, well, considering the climate we are in, you don't have to, but...
And then the position you're applying for, too.
That's it. But make sure it's long sleeve.
Yeah.
I do tell them that.
Well
make
said.
Sure it's long sleeve. I said... Gentlemen, now is not the time to have all the earrings, to bring out the bling out watch. That is not it. That is not the same thing with you ladies.
Yeah.
I said, I always tell
all these earrings on your ears, that is not adulting.
I said, I don't know what is in style now, if it's the hibiscus or it's the fairy. I said, I don't know. You know, the grapes, whatever it is, don't wear it. Please don't wear it. I said, don't wear all the rings. Don't wear all the bangles.
And the nails long.
I said, even if, because we have beauty cult here.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I said, even if, and we have garment construction. I said, even if you are going for such an interview, your portfolio sells your work.
That's right. Not you.
Right? Your portfolio sells your... Because you do not want anything to distract from what it is you are saying.
True.
Down to their scent, I tell them...
Be modest, be mild.
I said, imagine you go to an interview and there's someone there that has sinus problems.
Yeah, boy.
And the only memory that you have left with them is that you made them sneeze from start to finish.
Nose irritated.
That's it.
You're correct.
Yeah, so I love ties. I have worn a tie to work. And...
No, what do you?
Yeah.
I didn't wear none today. Yeah.
So... Because of my males, actually, and I teach them My brother, I just want to interject, my brother taught me to tie a tie my very first day of school. And I am so grateful to him for that. And I take pride in teaching my male around
to
tie a tie.
Yeah.
That's and good. Where your tie should stop. I teach them that too.
Well, let me ask you now. Where should it stop?
At the top of your belt.
Woman after my heart, boy. Right by that belt buckle there.
Please,
if
please.
If you can get it midway on the belt buckle, perfect.
Listen.
If that tie land midway when you stand upright and that tie hit midway on that belt buckle, you're inside, man.
So I remember this one class last term where I said, gentlemen, there is nothing to impress a lady as you a well-dressed man. And one of my female students said, preach, miss, preach. She was like, yes,
well,
miss,
she
you
know
are
a well-dressed
right.
Man, she is.
I have some really mature females.
You raise the standard high, ma'am.
Yes. So I tell them, what should your belt match with?
Your shoes.
I tell my student, I let my males know. I said, when you guys step out there, you'll step out good. You know why? Because your guidance officer prepared you adequately.
Perhaps.
So for my females, I tell them, if you must wear a skirt, I personally like pantyhose. I said, if you don't, but make sure your skirt is not above your knee. And I had a few females fight more on that. I said, we're not going for that kind of job.
Yeah, there's no casino.
Right?
You need to keep your skirt just below the knee.
If it's a short skirt.
Just below the knee.
Please.
Or midway on your calves, on your shin.
Please, Aunt Anne.
That's part of adulting 101, being responsible.
That's it.
Taking responsibility for your dress code, the way you act, the way you conduct yourselves. And another thing that I think should fall well within this realm of teaching them is maintaining proper Facebook photos. One of the things you don't want to do is putting out those kind of scandalous photos out there where, you know, when an interviewer or a company decides to do background checks on you, you in some lewd pictures that you post up. Or you whining in some party, try and avoid those things. And I think that's a very good thing you should tell them as well in terms of Instagram and your Facebook. Keep those things modest and as clean as possible.
Yes.
Because make no mistake, the proper employment individual that works for an HR or IR department would do research on you.
Yes.
Also, Rhea being looking for a job. Who's that boy?
See
and
me,
checking your pictures.
See me 6:30, you know, there.
You understand? And, okay, and watch me. Don't get to happen for you if you're private on your block, you know. That people could figure out how to see them thing. All right. So we're talking adult in here. Let's continue.
So, and then I do mock interviews with them. What questions to answer? How do you answer these questions? But mainly after all of that is said and done, one of the things that I do with them is I have mock interviews where I have my colleagues and a few persons from the outside come and interview my students. So they have to dress, they have to present a cover letter and their resume. Then they come and they sit and they are interviewed. So it gives them that practice that, so when they know how to answer certain form they have to fill out. So they get marked, they get scored on it, on how they dress, what could be improved, what was wrong with their resume, and they get feedback on it.
So you have these questions lined up that you could ask them?
Yes,
wow.
So they're a basic question. Always tell them, what job are you applying for? So, and I, when they go, they will tell the person and the person would ask them questions based on such and then they would give them feedback. So I would tell them, if it is your person, because training people, we talk with our hands. And I am really bad at it. So if I go to an interview, I have to hold my hand.
Yes.
I hold my hand.
Would you be interested in taking a call by chance or just asking?
Sure, not a problem.
All right. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, great conversation, man. Great conversation. Good afternoon, young lady. You sound absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
One thing I always tell the young fellows that I encounter, you know, and my son and his friends and whatnot, when you're going to meet a girl, the clothes that you wear says to the girl, this is what you deserve, right? So you better be very, very careful of how you are, how you dress when you go to meet a young lady, right? Take care.
Anna, I dating 101.
I think we need to have another session.
We gotta have our next show. So watch now. You like Aurea's song? If she can be my co-host, we're gonna be looking for a co-host on this program. And if she had the tenacity and the testicular fortitude to go toe-to-toe with me in the afternoons.
I just want to say, I have what is greater than testicular fortitude. I have ovaries.
No, she didn't go there.
I did.
No, she... Olia, this woman don't know me, no.
Hashtag strength of
woman. No, the woman don't know. Oh, God, Olia.
It's international.
Don't put my hand under the desk. This woman don't know me, boy. Oh, God, woman, you're on the right show, girl. Oh, God. I like, all right, Davey, compose yourself. Because if you start... You know, when I done talk here, I just annoy down to the program director outside. Be like, you see you, boy? I be like, yeah. Olia, tell this woman she don't know me now, boy. Oh, God, hello. Hello. Are you there? All right, call me back. So, I mean, so far, as a guidance officer, yeah. I think you have done phenomenal. Listen, I am rather impressed. When I looked at Adulting 101, you are literally teaching your students for the world of work. But there was one thing, no, I think you touched on it slightly, but entrepreneurship.
Yes.
We don't teach our children that.
Actually, we do. It's a whole subject at my school.
Who's calling me here? Good afternoon.
Maybe.
Tell me.
Just in life, you know, just they have a saying, right?
Mm.
Render your heart, not your garment. Now, a guy can dress up nice and things, but in his heart, he's not genuine, you know.
We agree.
But when you're doing that to impress detail, you know.
We agree, but there's an answer for that as well. But go ahead, make your point.
I know that. Now, a woman, I think a woman have a little more sense than some men. That they could vibe the man, they could vibe the lady man, but or not, you know, going for that relationship. You know, and then after, well, you know. But as you say, sharpness. I love sharpness because I work with shoot and die. Right, and I had my boss man as a tie, my tie, tie a perfect tie.
Mm.
And I guess that we say, well, yes, that years, they love to see the guys look nice and for them really. And I had a lot of trouble with that. But when I dress and I come out, so, and I'm a little handsome sooner. I like
so take your wood for it, Brett.
You know, nice little hair and thing, you know, so that, you know, women is really. Admire a handsome guy. So too, in the men, they look for a nice deal and thing, you know what I mean? But sometimes, you know, it have a little verification there. But we just know what is in the heart, bottom line. You know, so well, it's not fair. Take care. Nice topic.
All right, thank you very much for touching base. I mean, this is not Dating 101, but it's part of the adult world. In adulting, you know, being responsible. And the clothing, I mean, render your heart and not your garments. The scriptural terminology, but yeah, you know, you can almost tell a guy or a woman by the way she dresses and he dresses. I always watch women's toes. Mm. If you keep your toes in check, if a woman's bedroom, a girl's bedroom is clean, that speaks volumes for you. Mm. It tells me who you are. Some women will say, when I look at a guy's shoes, if he's wearing a suit, it fits him proper. Mm-hmm. It ain't too baggy and sagging on him, but he gets the right tailor-made suit. Even if it's not store-bought, it fits him well, the way he carries himself. Even if it's clothing that is a bit worn out, but it's clean, that speaks volume, because he may be a poor person, might be too wealthy, and, you know, the clothing may be a bit washed out. You know, the jersey was red, it's looking a little pinkish now. You know, the whites are a little green, but it smells good, it's clean. You see, in the seam, it's ironed and, you know, well-pressed, and he has it on. It speaks volumes for him. That is an ambitious individual. That's a person that wants to go places. And with the right push and help, we'll get there. Tell me if you disagree.
I do not. Two things on that. First thing is, we say don't judge a book by its cover. But
indeed,
let's face it, we all judge books by their cover. I tell my student, you see me before I speak or anything, you would have come up with, she looks straight, she looks cool.
That's right.
Yeah. You understand? She looks stiff. She looks stush. I got you look bougie. I got all sorts of things. But your point is, you would have come up with something before you see me.
Indeed
before
so.
Before
Indeed
you interact
so.
With yep. me. That's one. The second thing is, people, and I told my principal this yesterday, people put on a facade when they first meet you. That's how it goes.
Well, we are all actors.
However, they can only do so for so long.
Agreed. Agreed.
So it's what he said. Yes, you know, you dress nice, whatever, but they can only keep it up for so long.
Yeah, I agree.
Your true self will always come out.
That emerges.
Mm-hmm. A friend tell me this recently, because I was down and I was wondering things about, and she said, Rhea, you just continue being you.
I agree.
And people will continue being themselves, and people would see you for who you are.
Even if you make changes in your life that was negative at one time and you change for positive. You know, some people like to say your reputation precedes you, and yeah, if I dog the suck egg. Yeah. People like to say that. My father had a statement he used to make, well, boy, you know, you're doing that all the time. A leopard don't change his spots, you know. I see you're quite correct. A leopard does not change his spots. But humans are not leopards.
Amen.
Our attitudes can change and be adjusted.
That is it.
People change. So to tell me a leopard can't change his spots, you're correct, but I'm not an animal.
And you are right, because it's like my student who wanted to change his behavior. And yes, he had a backslide, he backslid. However, he recognized, and you can push forward. So even though people change, and people, you might fall back into an old habit, but it is the effort that you put into recognizing, roll up, I don't want to be this person. I don't want to go down that road.
I need to change this. I need to walk a little harder.
Something else that I tell my, which is part of my adulting session, which is we are not meant to walk this journey called life by ourselves.
Interesting.
So even though, because I have so many students, so many, and it really hurts me, who think they have to go through things by themselves. So many students who come to me and I ask them, who do you talk to? Miss, I ain't trust nobody. I said, if 10 people disappoint you, doesn't mean the 11th person may or may not, you know.
True.
But we are not meant to walk this journey. So even though you recognize something, you want to change, somebody has to help you. Somebody has to help you carry your burden. To maybe it's just a listening ear.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have the solution.
Does it? But...
You get it off your chest. You get it off.
I had this one student. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, she was awesome. I was in my office. I had an office day. She opened my door and she started talking about a whole lot of stuff. And she was going on about the teacher. And she was going on about home. And she was going on about her friend. And I said, when she finished, she went on for like a good 10 minutes straight. And when she finished, I said, what do you want me to do, honey? She's like, miss, nothing. I just needed to vent. I have a class now. Bye. Closed my door and left with the same speed.
Typical woman. What? Typical woman. All married men and men who live with women could tell that. You women, and then the ones that is coming and they talk, and then the man gets up to activate. I never tell you how you do something. And then she come and talk her next time. So you sit down there and you ain't doing nothing. It's like, what the hell? Let me take a call here quick before she answers. Hello. Yeah, but
what afternoon, Daniel guest. I want to ask a question. What in terms would you say are the focus at the end when what is it?
Wait, hold on. We didn't get your question clearly. Could you
what focus would you put when dating at the end? What is your focus at that point in time for
what is your focus when dating coming down to the end?
Yeah, what is your focus
on
dating?
When you say end, what do you mean?
End result. What are you looking for?
Okay. All right. Okay, and date. Okay, cool. Well, she's a guidance officer for school children, so I don't know if she wants to try a hand at the question. But in dating, what is the end result? What's your end game? What's your focus? That's the question. Now, I don't think it's personal to you. I think in general, we can answer it like that. I don't want to personalize it, but in general, what do you think, you know, once... You know, end game should be, might be, like that.
I think it depends on the individual.
Some people's focus is, my end game is this night woman rent bill. Well, woman side of things. Yeah. Men too.
Today, the day of all days.
Men too. But I salute you, you know, Mr. Rhea Gomez-Bain. I salute you, a woman that has, has risen to the challenge of dealing with other problems of others, and helping to be part of the solution. Today, you earn my respect this afternoon.
But, I think, just with that caller also, I really think you need to have a dating 101.
So what are you saying? You're welcome, because I guess I'll be discussing it.
Oh, sure, if you would have me.
You know, if we get 5 callers here to bring Rhea back, Rhea on the show. And then before we wrap up the interview, I don't know if you're staying with me after the news a little bit or you have to go, But if you have a little time after the news, we buzz that final question after the news. Yeah, that's our question we show at everybody when they come through here now. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, buddy.
Seriously, Miss
Bean.
I commend you so much. Yeah, I'm taking in this program and down from work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just hear the passion that you have for what you do. And I, as a father, I appreciate this so much. So much. You know that I have a child that is in school and, yeah, take a bow. Honestly, take a bow. You just you made my evening. Just here in this program and doing what you do, you love what you do. And this means a lot. This really, really and truly means a lot. And secondly, Davey, I heard you mention that you wouldn't mind having her on the show as your partner then now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss, I would like to ask you something. Have you ever eaten bread and cornet?
Oh, God. Well,
blessings to you.
Yeah,
all
thanks very much.
All right.
Well, he was the back. That one of my callers. Well, I have several callers that will call, and that is, you ever eat bread and condensed milk?
I had Crix and condensed milk. I prefer Crix to bread.
Jesus Christ. Well, you really grow up a hard way.
Jeez.
Yeah, no. You know, I've never had bread and condensed milk or Crix and condensed milk. I never eat them thing. And
Crix. Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
That is why he asked the question.
I've never had bread. I've had Crix and condensed milk.
Condensed milk, boy?
Crix and condensed milk.
Well, you in adulting there, you know. That is disgusting. You have 30 seconds. Make your contribution. Hello.
Good evening, David.
Good afternoon, sir.
And your show.
Rhea Gomez-Bee. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting topic. Them long name. And I would like to congratulate her on her way of doing her job with passion. And I am learning a lot as well. And I show plenty of listeners there how to deal with their own children and they have issues and things. So it's a lot of education that is coming out of this topic this evening. And if we could get her on the program again, I'm sure it will be welcomed.
All right. Thank you.
Right? So I'm listening over here.
All right, buddy. So that's two callers that say bring Rhea back on the show. Rhea, we have an ad we just play here after the news. I want to play it while you listen to it. And if you feel you have the tenacity, well, you say you have something more. You are real mountain. Okay, that you can talk. But to go toe-to-toe with me in the afternoon, girl, they couldn't find the right person.
Mm.
Yeah.
I realize they haven't met me yet.
No, you need to be very scared. Not afraid, but be scared. Be scared. It's that kind of show, girl. Hey, it's just about 59 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. Stick around. We will wrap the interview up in the next hour and say, well, we won't say goodbye to her, but let's just listen to the ad after the news and see if she's interested now. But, oh God, and the bread and condensed milk. Crix and condensed milk?
That was my younger days.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
All right, so we kick things off in our final hour here. We have a few minutes again to wrap up with Rhea. Let's say good afternoon to you. Hello.
Good afternoon, Rhea and Davey.
I don't like all that song. Try the next week.
You know, Cafe Rhea before you.
So because it's International Women's Day, I had to call Rhea name before mine.
Yes, I feel I pick up on you.
You feel I pick up? I hear you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I hear you. You're playing, talking hard with Rhea. Loud. Yes. So what do you think? You've been listening to the show for quite some time.
Yes. Of course you'll bring her back.
Yeah, I'll bring her back. We're going to talk about dating 101 next. Right. I don't know what qualifies her to be a dating expert, but you know.
My question to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've often heard it say that drug addicts never really recover. That is why they have to be so careful with whom they socialize. Is it the same as you guided I think it was a teenager who was versed in porn, right? And
he wasn't versed in it, eh?
What was wrong with him?
He was becoming addicted, and it was taken up. He said it was consuming too much of his time.
So he was versed in it because he was actually addicted.
But what does make you versed in that, boy? But how you just?
Okay. Davy, not you today.
Uh-huh. All right. You want to know how she dealt with it?
No, I want to know if that applies to people who are addicted to food. The same thing like drug addicts. They don't really, really recover, so you have to be careful with whom you socialize.
But, okay, well, I think with anything, this is me first answering, right? And I'll allow you to answer. I think with anything, one has to be careful with who they're socializing with. Whether it's alcoholism, drug addiction, smoking addiction, any habit that you want to kick, you need to socialize with persons who are not practicing that. So first and foremost, you have to clear out your room. Study all who in the room that are encouragers and enablers. And get rid of those individuals in your life. And you replace those with persons that can help you to go in the direction that you want to go. That's one. So I will, as my take, I'll allow Ria to respond.
Well, let me just something to that. I've heard it said that some people, okay, they might be on a particular drug. And then they might say, I could still go with between people like that, you know, and it wouldn't bother me at all. So I was just wondering about the porn now.
Well, it's the same thing. Remember, porn is an addiction. It's you are addicted to this pornographic world where you have to see these things. And what happens is it goes from one stage to the next based on research. Research have shown that persons will start off with one thing and end up down a road of bestiality and abuse of women, abuse of sex and whatever it is. So it takes on a life of its own.
Right.
And that's why they say it's worse than a person who is addicted to drugs or coke. Because of the fact that it is so readily available.
You're saying it's worse?
It's worse, not worse. Oh, it's worse. W-O-R-S-T. It's worse.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's worse.
Yeah, than a person who is addicted to coke. Because you have to get the money, go out there and buy the drug, and then, you know, process it and sniff it and whatever you do with it, smoke it, whatever. We have to, it's a task to acquire it. However, with pornography.
It's in your face.
Pick up your phone.
And the privacy of your toilet.
It's in your face, right? Right
in the back of the school. You could do that. Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be your toilet. It can be in a public place.
And that's when you know the person has an addiction problem. When they start viewing porn on the bus, in a maxi taxi.
Yeah. So, you know, but even with drugs, we say that these persons are recovering. It could be 10 years, but you are 10 years recovering.
Yeah.
You're still in recovery.
Interesting.
So you never, it's not something that you cure. It's not something you get over. You can be, because you can be good for 20, 25 years.
And one drink, one smoke.
You could backslide.
That's it. And so it's the same thing. Davy, for once for the afternoon, hit the nail on the head. So.
Did she? No.
Wait, so, yeah.
She didn't get the walk yet. She hit it. No. Oh, God. All you give Ria the walk.
So, yeah, it is something that you always have to be mindful of. It is something that you would always have to be. And this goes for anything. It can be sugar.
Yeah.
You can be. Sugar is something that is highly addictive.
Sniffing glue.
Yeah.
Sniffing glue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these things are highly addictive. It is something you always have to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my students, if you didn't know, I can't get upset with you for ignorance. I cannot. But you see, when you come to me, after I have counseled you, after I have showed you your options, you cannot say you did not know.
Right.
Ah.
So this student, he cannot say, Miss, I don't know how. If he messaged me, he can't say, Miss, I don't know what to do. Because then I would say, but we spoke about it. But you know what you have to do. We spoke about your different options. And one thing, it's a misconception about counseling, because I've had people come. So you advise people. I do not advise people. I do not.
Wow.
I do not tell them what to do. I show them their options.
And they make their choices.
Mm.
Are you attached to the support services?
I am.
The what services?
Student support services. Of Ministry of Education, I am.
Because I did not hear Davy say that when he introduced you.
No,
and that is important.
I mentioned it.
She did.
And as a guidance officer, it is known that as a guidance officer, you will be attached to student support services.
All guidance officers?
In the schools.
In the schools, right.
Yes.
Okay. All right, take care.
All right, thank you very much.
Have a nice day, my dear.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Night.
Oh, well, the chant on the social media here is Davy the chant this evening is Ria, Ria. People are very disgusting.
The people are lovely.
You find so?
People are lovely.
It so what happened to Davy? You don't need anybody. You're doing such an awesome job. What happened to that?
I think perhaps
where
those, it's like...
Where are those texters? Where are
it's,
you?
It's like when you... If you're custom eating that same place on Independence Square, right?
I don't eat them thing, but yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. People are accustomed to that. But then somebody carry out a 3-star, 4-star.
And you get some
plate,
caviar.
And you get something. You raise your level, man.
So what are you really saying?
I'm saying you were good. You were good. Good night. You need to raise your level. Thank you. Thank you, people.
Yes.
They sound awesome. They sound awesome.
Keep sending all your messages to 306-1065. I take all note of all them numbers who telling me this afternoon. I'm waiting for it tomorrow. Oh, come on. Davy, I'm waiting. All of a sudden, only one Ria on the show now. Yeah. All of a sudden, you know.
You sound like you have lovely people. You have a lovely audience. I just want to say thank you. I mean, I ain't gone yet, but I just want to say thank you because y'all sound like y'all have taste. I like that.
But of course... When they join one of the best shows on radio, they have taste.
I concur. I can't argue that one.
But good.
So I
don't understand what they're feeling here this afternoon. Well, ma'am, you're invited to come back and chat with us in the future. We'll be happy to have you. I mean, in conclusion, as we get ready to wrap this, because we have this big thing happening there that we gotta go and deal with in a little bit. I don't know if the caterers reach there ready to eat. But anyway, let me just tell you what's going on here. The fights. All these, I saw a video surfaced on social media less than 24 hours ago about a woman engaging some students of a particular secondary school. And the students was heard telling her some abusive things. This is an adult. Mm-hmm. It's alleged she's a member of the TTDF. Mm-hmm. TTDF, the Israel Tobago Defense Force. Right. She's a member of the Defense Force. And... I looked at the students that was threatening her and the things that child was saying to this adult. She retaliated. And I understand why. I understood why, even though I disagree, she did retaliate. And she walked off to the video, but she was heard threatening the student as well. You know, what are your thoughts as it relates to the school violence that's happening, that we're seeing on the socials these days?
So, I just want to say, it takes all kind.
Somebody says the girl has class. That's coming from Ohio.
Oh, my food. Thank you.
She walk with the bread and condiments for who to eat. You're sad, yes? Yeah. We talk.
Okay. Refocus. It takes all kinds to make up the world.
Mm.
With that being said, I cannot make a statement to generalize about everybody.
Okay.
I cannot. I can talk about my experience at my school and schools that I have been to. Now, fighting is a thing. I've always said, see, fighting and teenage pregnancy has been a thing that has, since Adam was a little boy.
True that.
It has been in schools. I think the thing now is access to see it happening. Back in the 50s, who had mobile phone? Now, with a click of a button, everybody forward. Now you can see forwarded many times. And this thing come out 5 minutes, but you see forwarded many times, 1 minute. So everybody can see it. So it's like, oh my God, there's a rise and there's an uprise. Is it that you are seeing it more now because you can?
I think that is it. It is in our face now.
It is. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, when students were home for 2 years, when they came back out, there was an upsurge. There was.
Yeah.
It could be a number of factors. I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
But there was an upsurge with violent behavior, aggressive behavior with students. I saw it, talked to my co-workers in the district. My supervisor would say it's nationwide.
It has happened. It was nationwide.
So, however, how we deal with things, I tell my student, miss, so if somebody come to me, I mean, I just had a steak, that's on stay. So, no, hold on, wait. But I come from a background of someone told me, if you see two people arguing, one of them supposedly stupid, everybody know they're stupid, but you arguing with that person, somebody walking by, I don't know who's stupid.
So totally look stupid.
Totally look stupid.
Yeah, boy. Interesting.
It's the same thing I tell them. Firstly, because it's not that I have never gotten disrespected. There are so many teachers that have gotten disrespected, but refuse to lower my standard. I am not going to retaliate. I'm not going to talk to you at a level, at that base. That's not doing me no good. You could say what you want to say. I said, however, if someone touches you, you have a right to defend yourself. Okay? If you defend yourself, but you are kicking the person who is unconscious, I said, you have moved from becoming a victim to a perpetrator.
Yes. Yeah. Because defense only is when the threat is immediate and before you.
Also, if it is that someone comes and they're telling you X, Y, and Z, children love to fight. Miss, you say something about my mother. My first question is, was it true? Does that person know your mother? You could tell me you don't know my mother?
I know you're offended by that.
Right?
And people... And you cursed my mother? Really? You didn't curse my mother?
No, you don't know my mother?
She wasn't even here.
You don't know anything about my mom.
It speaks to the ignorance.
It does. And then I asked them, I said, well, I used to say, look at the people in Parliament and look at people in the old ram shop. I used to say that. I can't say that no more.
It's one of the same now.
That was, I can't say that no more. I can't say that anymore. Yeah. So now I say, look at doctors, lawyers, that type of thing. Look at people in the old ram shop. I said, who you want to associate yourself with? Now, and it doesn't have to mean, it's just, when I say doctors, I don't just mean a doctor.
I understand. You're trying to show a separation there.
There is.
And you hit the extreme
ends. Who do you, and then we all have those crossroads. You meet that crossroad. People are going to aggravate you from now till. And which is what we started at the beginning, how school prepares you for life.
Well, you have covered that conversation quite well.
So, you are at that crossroad. How are you going to interact? I said it takes more strength to turn
walk away.
You see, if it's the form one, we have some trees in front of the form one block. I said, go kick the tree. Miss, what the tree do me? What that person do you? The person is talking. People will talk.
I ain't gone done.
That is not going to change anything. Mm-mm. But me, if a student opposes me, if a student cuts me out, honey, I am not going to lower myself to that standard. No, I'm good.
I get a salary at the end of the day. There you go. Somebody now messages here and says, I'm currently working in the porn industry as an upcoming artist. If any questions, please don't hesitate to hit me up. You've got my number. Thank you. I just wanted to say that we're not really, discussing porn industry. We were just talking about the effects that it has on young people and human beings. But hey, congrats. Wish you the best.
Each their own.
I wish you all the best. Amen. Let me take a call here. Good afternoon.
Now, Ria, the Ministry of Education had promised, had told us that last year they told us that they identified 17 high-risk schools in which, police officers will be placed, like safety officers, in order to help the students, especially in the schools where fighting takes place. Has that been happening?
So the schools, my school has 2 safety officers. I know of other schools that have safety officers. Yes, one of my safety officers, I know her contract ended and she's waiting for it to be renewed. But yes, there are safety officers placed in schools. I cannot speak to how many schools. I am not here as a person talking on behalf of the ministry. Let me put that out there. I can speak to my experience.
Only your experience.
Yes. And yes. My experience.
I understand why you have to be safe. Okay.
Thank you very much, caller. 627-3223. We have a few minutes to go. And we wrap the interview, 625-2257. Or you can continue to send your text message to 306-1065. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, we are hearing you, sir.
Yeah. This year, we make it 40 years. I stopped smoking.
Congrats.
All the best. Huh? That sounds awesome.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I used to snort cocaine in my nose.
Mm.
Yeah, and I stopped. You know what made me at the top? Stress. Yeah. Stress made me stop smoking. I stayed for 3 weeks locked up in a room. So when I hear people saying that they can't stop smoking cocaine, them don't want to really stop.
Mm.
You know, that's to put your mind to it. And stay away from a distance from that.
Well, thank you very much for sharing the positive outlook on this thing, man. Thank you very much. We appreciate your call and
thank
the bravery
you
for reaching out to us here at Freedom 106.5 FM. So, I mean, what about some of the success stories you have encountered at the with students at the school? Can you share a few?
Oh, yes, I have. I think my, to go across the board, students who up to this morning I was putting gas in my vehicle and someone said, "Miss, you still have Camry?" I said, "Yeah." "Miss, you still there?" "Yeah." "Miss, you don't remember me?" Because I mean, I've been there a few years. I've passed through. When I first came in school, we had over 1,000 students. So now we have 994. So it's actually less, even though it's still a huge.
It's still huge.
It's still a huge number.
There's six less than 1,000.
So I said, "I don't remember the face. Miss, you have helped me. You have."
Wow.
And it's just, I mean, it seems so simple. And I'll tell you, this job, it goes, you have, this is one of the jobs that you, it's intrinsic rewards.
Mm.
Like the salary.
Didn't that attract
you? But you see when, like that, because you, sometimes I would be honest, it is, you question yourself. Am I really making an impact? Is it? And I always ask for feedback. So after my session, so a session like this, I would ask my students, "Was it helpful? Did you learn? Please tell me, what would you like to know more of? So I will know for the next class, the next
what
year.
What you can do.
What, how can I improve? And all of that."
Mm-hmm. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
I just want to say that I'm really enjoying the conversation so far.
Mm-hmm.
I joined a bit late, around 4:30. But I was wondering if Miss Rhea has any advice, like for financial advice in terms of adults in 101.
All right. This is a good
because
question.
I encountered some pitfalls here that, especially with like credit cards and things like that. So I was wondering if she had anything to say about that.
Well, okay, we'll ask her. But if not, you know, we have Lynn Capital coming in tomorrow at 4, so you can get some insight there as well. So let's find out. Do you have anything on adulting 101 for finances?
Actually, I do with my Form 6. So after that whole world of work, I have this Facts of Life session. Yes, and two things pertaining to finances that I tell them is save 10% of your salary.
Do you do that?
Yes, I save a little more actually. But minimum, I tell them, save a minimum of 10%. Do not use it to spend on a gill. Do not use it to spend on a phone. I said,
do not use it to spend on a gill.
Yes, I tell my males that.
So the females can spend it on the boys?
Oh, hell no.
What?
Oh, hell no.
She really needs to come back, boy.
So I...
Lovely voice for radio.
So I tell
thank you.
Them... Thank you.
I think
you.
They were talking to me.
I think they were talking to me.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that a lot.
Sure. Could you please send back a text to specify who it is you're referring to? Thanks. Appreciate it much. Right. And another thing that I tell my students...
I think his phone is broken.
Okay.
Yeah, you tell your students.
Another thing that I tell my students, other than, because I say that's something your future self will thank you for. When it is you're going to buy a car, when it is you're going to buy a piece of land, when it is you're looking to buy your home, that money will come in handy. Also, I tell them about their debt service ratio.
DSR.
I mention that to them and let them know why that is important. I let them know why having a credit score is important. And again, because the things that I, and I always end my sessions with, the things that I do with you guys is not for today and tomorrow, it is for your life.
Interesting. You know, I wanted to ask you somebody, well, you know, the no answer and say who the compliment was for.
Who was it for? Let me hear.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, who was it for?
Told them thanks.
Okay, but I want to hear, who was it for?
So if I said thanks, does that not tell you who it was for?
No.
Thank you.
No, it doesn't. Can I see? Can I?
Of course you can, but I wouldn't show you. But I mean, you could walk around and look. I didn't it, but yeah. How you spell your name?
R-I-A, Ria.
Well, then it's probably not you.
G-O-M-E-Z, Gomez.
No, but this one says R-H-E-A.
I'll take it.
No, but that's not you.
I'll take it.
You see, that's not you.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
No, but that's not you.
Yeah, but it's how many, everybody named Ria, put your hand up. There you go. Thank you.
Well, they really voted for Ria. They say Ria sounds like Rennie Bishop's sister. You ask Ria if she knows who is Rennie Bishop? She don't know who is Rennie Bishop. What she tell my father? Well, oh my, I like it. Somebody's not messing back and saying great show. Thank you very much.
That is a good note to end on.
I like it. 5:30 in the nation's capital, Ria. We want to say much love and thanks for passing through this afternoon, sharing your thoughts and, you know, as a guidance officer, one. So what is your rank here? Is it three?
No. So there's a guidance officer one, which is the person like me in the schools, on the ground, touching base with the students. And then there's the guidance officer two, that's the supervisor.
Oh, okay. So which one you prefer, supervisor?
I know. I like where I am.
I don't want to be nobody boss, you know.
Yeah.
I like to put blame on somebody. This is broken. Why I couldn't do it? Well, check the supervisor.
I hear you, sir. I hear you.
Then we're not the phone ain't working. I write it in the book. I know responsible because when I reach on that rank, I know how to find a solution to fix this thing. And I know really in all that headache.
Everything.
Unless the money right, I know really in all that headache. No. When I was working in my last job there, I mean, I was always been doing radio for like 17 years now, but I used to bounce between the two. Everybody else, but I want to be, I used to pass and watch that desk and report to whoever is there. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to sit down there. Because I like, well, hey, soup's the thing broken and I can't really do no work. I'm watching TV. When I, supervisor now, I had to get up now and write a report. But then at this time, the report came in from this person that this wasn't working. I had to run up and down to
follow up in a timely fashion.
And look important. For $300 more?
Oh, God, no.
You can keep that.
Yeah, boy.
A $500 at the end of the month? You can keep that. I don't need that headache for all that. I don't need that. That's I had to come it. And open the building. No. I don't need that. Hello. Call me back if you feel before we leave. Call me. Somebody says Ria on a Wednesdays. Bring
I like how that song.
Nah, that is not real back in the house, right? Gil, nah, you ain't even with that show, we just talk.
Ria on a Wednesday.
The one Ria on a Wednesday. Hello, good afternoon.
Maybe you don't like that kind of responsibility.
Beg pardon?
You said you don't like that kind of responsibility.
No. I work in here. I like to blame the program.
And you who was fighting me down about man being the headship?
But let me make it very clear.
I like how she talk. She talk and she gone.
Me not wanting that responsibility for somebody else's business, I've nothing to do with me being head of my house, you know.
Amen.
Don't misconstrue the thing, you know.
Amen. This is not your house.
That's not my house.
Right.
I don't need to be responsible there. But in my house, I'm at the head.
Okay. I hear you, sir. I hear you. And I can respect that.
Well, yeah.
I fully respect that.
I would listen to Ria's opinion. Okay, it sounds good. All right, let's do Ria's way. But if I don't like what it sounds, say, nah, we're going this way. What are you going to do? You got to get on board.
As my mother would say, you could sit by it, lie by it, or leave it.
Hey, we're going this way, and yeah, I'll follow suit.
David?
Yes, buddy.
You know what, all right? No, listen to you two guys here, right?
Uh-huh.
No, there's a lot of problems people have over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, like, you're being motivated. You're motivating we then, by the way how you speak. You come like an influence then.
Thank you.
So I think your personality, by just listening to you, you could go out there and then school children and thing, and maybe you could do a nice job, you know. Use the radio station as a platform to go out there and recognize yourself. But look, I so-and-so.
Yeah, I understand.
The station promote you out there. Instead of sitting down behind there, and you could do, people could see you in the mall, and or you could do some kind of promotion and things like that. So people could know who is Davy, and who is Taddy, and who is this one, and who is that one, and your other brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Satish.
So in that way, now, we need people like all in society, but when you look up behind side and you're talking, people want to know, well, who is this guy?
I understand.
You understand? So I believe that they're doing a fantastic job since this radio program started, and all your callers, and they always give it our respect and our love and things. But I think you need to expand your wings.
Thank you very much. Food for thought.
Bring that
to
the bosses and them, and let them send you out there and do something more than just sitting down there, and we don't know who he is.
All right.
You know what you look like.
I hear you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Are you on the outside now, man?
I hear you. I hear that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bless.
Thank you.
I want to add to that, because when I first met Mr. Davey, he does not look like his picture. You are way more handsome in person.
Oh, gosh. She really what he show by. Girl, come in and work now, girl. Come in, come in. The door open for you, girl. Come inside. I'll play a song for you. Come on, work now. All I get even money work for, please. You start Monday, you come in on Monday and come to the work. But, I mean, as he mentioned that, and you being a guidance officer, I wanted to ask you, recently there was two social media celebrities, so on,
right?
That came into Carrie Pichaima, and they sought to be motivational speakers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say, if anything at all, on that matter? How do you view it? Now, this is not me asking you this as a guidance officer, but as a person that helps students. Do you think that was a practical move on the principal?
Well, I think if it's one thing we could do in Trinidad is jump on a bandwagon.
Yeah, boy.
Because I do not know why the principal saw it fit to ask them. Did anybody ask that question?
No.
Because that's the first thing that came. One of the things that came to my mind. One of the first things that came to my mind. Why did the principal said okay?
To them.
Now, what was the rationale behind it?
This is what... And the students would know them because...
Because of who they are.
They're all over.
Because of who they are.
But is it a positive influence?
Now, I also heard them responding to MOE.
And I didn't hear that part. No, I was digging for it.
Boy, and my thing...
You want to send it to me?
And my thing was... But you're not helping your case, though, how you're singing. that was my take on it. You're not helping your case.
So the MOE said that they had no permission.
Right.
There was no permission given to these people to speak at the school. One. Two.
Yes.
The principal did not get the necessaries, didn't follow protocol. Due process was not done to have these. And they knew somebody working in the school who thought it necessary, but it had to pass through the principal. The students was well assembled in the auditorium.
No, and they said, oh, the students love them. You could bring a stripper, the students.
We don't love them.
The same way the students know them.
Exactly.
No, I'm just saying, at my school, we don't do that. But, you know, to each their own.
As a guidance officer, I think.
I would have wanted to know what was the rationale behind it. As a guidance officer, I would go to my principal and said, sir, because this would have been this is something that would have been discussed at management meeting.
It had to.
So
these people come
not to one person making this decision.
Oh.
At least that's not how it works at my school.
I understand.
One person, he would have talked to his administrators. We have two vice principals. They would have discussed it. They would have brought it to management. Management would have discussed it. Somebody would have asked, if not somebody, I was curious to know, what is the rationale behind these two individuals?
I mean, when you look at I go on coaching inquiry and care Matara, whoever she name is, and just a week or so before that appearance, there was a cuss out session between this particular media personality and another one, a man, on the Facebooks, about 9 minutes, almost 10 minutes long, and everything that they talk is your murder and your this, everything.
Right.
And I'm looking at this individual and I'm thinking to myself, did the principal of the school do
background
due diligence and check this individual before allowing them to speak as influencers to your children?
But to me, it all comes down to what was the rationale behind it? What was the... Because, yes, it's easy to judge. It is. One of the reasons I think God put me in this position is that my level of understanding, I really try to see things from all viewpoints and all. So it is easy to say, yes, she, this is how she carry on. This is how the, personally, I was not familiar with the individual until this. And then someone said, Rhea, you wouldn't, you're not that type. This is not someone you would follow. You're not.
I know, we're not following them.
No,
I just only see them when they post it up on our WhatsApp group.
Right.
I'm not following them. Them again, my following. You mad?
So then I said, but then I thought about it and I said, but why? Because as you said, just so then when I heard that and I saw it and I went and I looked on the page and I said, but oh-ho, what was the message? But this, so the gentleman in NCW. His rebuttal said how she's trying to change her life and trying to change her around and we don't make, we don't allow people to change and all these sorts of things. But at the same time, it was last week though.
That's my point. it was just a few days ago, she was engaged in a battle with somebody.
And other things.
Et cetera. So if you're trying to change your life, where are the positive things that emanated from that? Because you, NCW, are disappointed in you. I see fella, if all you don't know who he is, he always come up on social media. Oshims. He's the Oshims guy. Listen to me very carefully. You have aligned yourself with this young lady and others in that little comedic or social media realm. Now, while I've never heard NCW himself use obscene language in his, you know, dispensary of his blog or whatever, the people he's associating himself with. Now, there's another one by the name of Natty Royal. That is part of the NCW clique, Resist or Risk or whatever it is. Whatever it is, RSST, something so, whatever it is. It's part of that. I've never heard her also use obscene language. She's quite tapered with her. She's speaking, but she's very sensitive with what she says. NCW along them lines. But look at who you're managing and you're saying use the manager, right? Use the manager of them, of all these little comedians, and you're having a show down in South in Sapa and you're doing different things. Now, if you are her manager, as it was, this Matara girl. Where's the influence? Where's the positive videos coming out? Why is she still on social media in such a disgusting manner, carrying on like that? Why? Why, even if people are attacking her, why is she responding and retaliating?
In such a manner. Again, I go back to, if somebody arguing with a pig, like, come on.
And I can't tell the difference with that pig. Look, two pigs there.
Right?
I like that analogy. That illustration is so well fitting. Somebody says blessings to that young lady. God is going long way.
Thank you.
Blessings to that young lady that a difficult job, what she's doing there. She really have to love to help young people. My daughter is a teacher at a secondary school and she go out of her way to help children from broken homes. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Ms. Rhea. And you know, when that story broke, I didn't see the rebuttal. I didn't know what they said when they responded to the MOE. But competency, they, to talk to my children? No.
Yeah.
No. I'm not judging a book by its cover. I am judging by... Now, the thing about it is, this is not us walking down Charlotte Street or Frederick Street today and see this person walking and say, but all them tattoos, all them, and you're a judgy person.
Yeah. No.
This is this person...
Yeah.
Putting their image on the socials, telling us, this is who I am.
And nothing is wrong if that is who you are. If that's who you are, that's who you are.
But you ain't talking to my children.
Amen.
You can't talk because you have nothing positive to share with my children. You would have had to rehab yourself for over a year. You know why I'm telling you?
Show your little...
Let your track record... You know sometimes... Rhea and I would have, it would be very remiss of me if I don't say this, as I mentioned that over a year business. When you go to a bank for a loan and they give you a loan for $5,000 as a new person that's coming for a loan, you might be working in a job where you can pay off the $5,000 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But they tell you, they give you 6 months or a year to pay back this $5,000. They say, don't worry, what rushing, let it run. There's a reason for that, to build a track record, a credit rating.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with Matara. You have to behave yourself for a year. Let me see what it is. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me.
I mean, this. Yes.
Hmm.
You see, these people who have no, how to put it, business talking to people, children, that is rampant in the United States. In the United States right now, you can see that they're pushing this transgender thing. They're telling you, boy can become girl, girl can become boy. United, that's a big issue right now, Right, and they're indoctrinating children. You should go on online and see the kind of videos that parents...
We're seeing that. We're not disputing that. What you're saying is quite true. You know, right. I mean...
But down here...
They have their rights.
I think we're pretty insulated, and there's a minor issue that, you know, people of ill repute, you know, will try to... Right, but thanks, Alex.
All right, thank you very much. Now, I mean, we can't really speak to that. You know, they have their rights. I am of the opinion to each their own.
Amen.
You into that kind of semantics.
That's you.
Because what I might like, I'm not trying to impose that on you either.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to force you into that way of life either. That's your way.
Yep.
Whether I deem it right or wrong, that opinion and option reserves with me.
Exactly.
You can't tell me, well, you cannot publicly come out and say you don't like, why? If I don't, just like a public can go and say, you know, I'm attracted to somebody of the opposite sex. If I could say that publicly, why can't I say I'm not attracted to somebody of the same sex?
That is a whole different conversation.
That's my point, you know. Without being disrespectful.
That's it.
Or condescending, I can say I am not attracted to persons of the same sex. But if you are, okay.
Cool. Yeah, I had a friend tell me he will fight for their right to do what they do, this long list of people. I will die fighting for your right because it's your right, but do not make me or force me to like or indulge what it is you are doing.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You have your rights.
As a human being, one thing God gives us is the freedom of choice.
Amen.
We have that. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up?
Yeah, on that topic. I agree to it. I think everybody has a right to define they are individuals. That being said, I believe that parents can still have the right to decide who has access to influence their minor children. You know, one thing if an adult wants to make a decision, going one way or the other, but the caller before was alluding to the fact that these influencers are having access to persons who are minors and influencing them one way or the other. Now, these are vulnerable minds that could be subject to that kind of influence. And I wonder if that makes sense. I mean, you're telling me these people are not old enough to vote. They're not old enough to kind of consent to the Buddha or to the other kind of parents or consent for that. But it's looking for you to make a decision based on your gender identity. You could ask some of these young girls what it means to be a man or what it means to be a woman. They don't know. But you can decide if he's a man or a woman. You know, some of those things are starting to make sense to me at least. And I mean, while I do have an issue with adult people, you know, having those opinions and if they want to treat that in the international business, I do have a problem with people when they say, oh, this thing on the next generation, especially since that next generation should be under the parental control. Parents should have some
seat,
at least while they are
mine. All right, cool. And I mean, again, talking about parents having a say, I mean, for me, like I said earlier, it boils down to each his own. I am not mixing matters with it. If it's something that you like and you're into, fine. If you're not, you're not. It's just that simple. You have my respect to live your life as you chose, Josiah. It's a cool scene. It's a cool scene because it's inevitable. We can't avoid it.
No.
I don't smoke.
And that's your choice.
I don't smoke. I hate smoking. Do I want a wife or a woman that smokes? No.
Right.
But I ain't going to meet you smoking, date you, get in with you, and then try to beat you to not smoke or get vexed with you for smoking.
Exactly.
I ain't meet you in a church pew. I meet you smoking a cigarette down by the Hawk and Spitz.
Right.
And that's a relationship topic that is always talked about. Hello, good afternoon.
Maybe what was the topic about that the lady spoke to the children about?
Matara, the girl?
Yeah.
Well, here, what's going on, eh? ain't even go far to find out what she talk about. I just find she had no business being there to talk about them, to talk to them in the first place. Wherever she talk, because from the videos that I saw, she walked in the school and it was chairs and rays and it was a vibe.
Really?
It was a vibe. I thought it was a bungee fair to Marshall. It was a vibe. She jumped off the stage with a mic in her hand, and NCW what? There, and everybody clap, jumping, and music playing in the background.
In the
auditorium, it's a well-arranged, orchestrated event. So it wasn't by guess she showed up at the school. They said, as part of their rebuttal, well, not even a rebuttal, this was before, when they was walking in, that they were invited.
Oh, okay.
Who the hell invited them? The Ministry of Education still probably ain't know yet.
The principal didn't say it was him or her?
Well, we know. I didn't get no feedback about who did it. However, the ministry did put out that there are protocols and guidelines to follow. If you have anybody coming into the schools to speak to anyone, there are guidelines. But whether the principal followed due process, it didn't seem so. That is questionable because the MOA is saying they have no knowledge and they only learned about it.
Head of the school.
Well,
in his absence, it will be the vice principal.
Perhaps.
But they will have to know.
But the MOA. Right, but the MOA says they only got wind of it when it broke on social media. Because people were outraged, they were flabbergasted, they were disgusted. Who the hell qualified these two to come and talk?
Somebody is not being truthful, sorry to say.
Well.
Somebody's not being truthful.
The MOE.
It's only the principal or the vice principal.
Can authorize
such a thing, yes.
Well, it was said that heads will roll. In other words, some sort of disciplinary action can be met against whomever broke protocol there. You know? It will be met, so. It's like that police officer and the warden and traffic warden. It's still left to be seen.
Okay.
We will figure it out sometime. All right. So I mean, we have a lot of votes for you back on the show. Gil. I will cast my ballot. Yes, I real heard this afternoon. And you know, everybody like Davy, all of a sudden, nah boy, we going up to the next level. So what level I on, Brents? But it has been a pleasure having you this afternoon. And if you're 15, you're 15 years, girl. You know, but we could bring you back to talk. I don't know if it's only guidance officer thing you could talk about.
No, it isn't.
Because if you listen to the ad, it says a wide array of topics.
I heard. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, wide, you know, I don't know.
Thanks.
I feel that it's just guidance thing you could talk about. I don't know, you could talk relationship, you could talk food, you could talk travel, I don't know.
Well, Mr. Marie, I just want to say thank you for having
you
me.
You are so welcome.
Also, what time does this click off? And I'll respond.
Oh, we go in now. We go in now. All right, guys. So, you know, I just always say there are two things in this world you can be. You can either be concerned or fast. But if you're concerned about things that do concern you, then you're automatically fast.
Amen.
Amen to that. They say, I'll look for something here quick. Yeah, boy, I'm talking to you today. Well, your closing remarks, you know, I'll give you that before I hit the final button.
Okay, sure. So I just want to say thank you for 106.5 for having me. I want to say thank you to your audience. They sound like such an awesome bunch of people.
Suck up.
So one thing that I would like to leave with, something that I leave with my students, my Form 6s. I know I talk a lot about my Form 6s because these are the most mature out of my school, is a candle does not lose any light by lighting another candle. So go forth, have a blessed afternoon, and brighten someone's day.
I like that.
Afternoon.
A candle doesn't lose light by lighting another candle.
It does not.
Is that Maya Angelou code there,
no? No, it isn't.
Aria being code?
Hell yeah.
We have a caller here. Yeah, 30 seconds. Make it good.
David, she said that to you, huh? So you mustn't feel dejected. We love you, David. We love you bad.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that is Josie trying my eyes also.
No,
why?
No.
Oh, you catch me this evening. Why? Wait, I don't catch what she's saying. Why? Wait. It take you to call me and say, what? Chopping All right, thanks very much for sharing. Well, all right, girl. I ain't lying, boy. I ain't meet nobody like you yet on the show, you know. Welcome to our big show, girl.
Thank you.
There is a saying, love at first sight is often cured by a second look, but once you fall in love with Davy Murray, you will never, ever, ever have to look again.
Papa, you.
Until the next one. When you miss me.
I'm gone.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.